Okay, so Nun Vav begins. Yeah. Elish lechavein banias hakadosh. Right, you have to have kavanah when answering kaddish. Hagav lo yafsik ben yeheshme rabo, not to break between the lumevarach, not to have a hefsik at that point. La anos oso bekol ram, one should answer it with a loud voice, with a lot of koach. Vehishtada larutz kedei lishmo kaddish, and one should strive to run in order to be able to hear someone saying kaddish. Hagav yesh la amok yesh onim kaddish v'chol davar shebekedusha. So you have to stand when saying the kaddish. That's obviously referring to the person who's saying the Kaddish. We'll see later on those who are seated have a heter to remain seated. Right? If you get to Shul and you hear them saying that, so you should answer along with them. Even though you didn't hear him start off. He should also say this. I'm going to explain all this means. When he starts saying the words Yisgadel Yesh Lomor, then one should respond at that point. These are things that are said at the end. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Arizal that the minhag is not to say them, especially at certain places where it's osur to have a hefsek. So we would not add an extra psukim to write the Kaddish. Okay. Begins the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph Yesh Lechavin. Why do you have to have kavan? They rip up a gezar din. So it's like it's a personal Yom Kippur. If a person answers Amen Yehesh Mi Rabba with kavana. Uperishu Arishonim, the Roitz Lomer Bechol Kocha was Amen Bechol Kavana so Vechol Evarav. So with a lot of kavana and with a lot of loud voice. Dehainu Shiyomrum Belei Venefesh Velo Rak Kimoitzis Fosa Velibo Balima. Just like, you're rattling it off like on autopilot. You have to think about what you're saying. Vegam Yechavin Lishmo HaKadish Mipi HaShlich Tzibur. You should hear the Kaddish, kidei sheyeda alma shehu oine amen yehesh mirabe. You know, you're saying, yes, I agree to this. I agree Hashem's name should be made great, but you have to hear what he said in order to agree to the statement. Amen sheacha damrinam ba'alma v'chol shekein tzarech lizohir ma'od ma'od shalo lahasiach be'emtza Kaddish o kedusha. One should be very, very careful about speaking in the middle of Kaddish. Rishonim point out very serious things that happen to the person. The Rebbe Chama Ashkeche LeElyahu Bekama Alfei Gemolim Tuunim Al Af VeChemu LeShalim LeElu VeChol HaMedaber BeElam Makomos. Anybody who speaks in these spots of davening by the Kaddish, Alav Kosu Omer VeLo Oisi Kurosu Yaakov VeKosu BeSefer HaChasidim Masi BeChosid Echad SheRov VeChosid Achir. So ufon of Morikos, his face was white. Amalo lama panech Morikos, why is your face so drained? Amalo mipnei shehaisi medabe b'shah shashliach tzibur haya oimer vayachulu. I used to talk by davening when they said vayachulu, but birkas mogin avos v'yisgadol. I used to talk by kaddish. Sefer Matan Moshe Simon Tuf Yud Aleph Hevi b'shem Midrash Shachochem Echad Nisra'a l'talmido b'chalom. He appeared to his student in a dream. V'roha talmid shehayelo kesem b'mitzcho. He had a stain on his forehead. Omer v'nei ma era l'chalach. Sifkat Nalef. He says, he asks him, what happened? Ma era l'chalach. Why? Sa omer lo mipnei shlo ha'isi nizhar miladaber k'shechazen haya omer kaddish. I wasn't careful to refrain from talking when the Chazan said Kaddish. V'afil lahar here b'divrei Torah osir, even to think in learning is not allowed. B'shasha Chazan oimer Kaddish. V'ipnei shetzorech l'chavin harbe b'anias HaKaddish. You have to answer, you have to be very focused when the Chazan is saying this. V'ein chilek b'ein Kaddish al Tanach, o Agada, o Mishnayas. There's no difference as to what the Kaddish is being recited on. One has to have kavana and an answer, and certainly not to talk. Chas v'shalom.
And this is the same over not just each different Kaddish, but inside the Kaddish itself, there's no differentiation between.
He's going to get to what he's going to coming up about what different responses are the main ones and stuff like that.
But in terms of not talking.
Not talking, it is. Not talking.
There's no,
yeah.
There's no better
or worse, but. No. A Kaddish. Here he talks about what is the actual, the different Siddurim, they have different. Different ways of saying it, different nusachos. Is it Yiskadal v'Yiskadash? Is it Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh? Right? So that's what he's going to explain here now. So this is HaKadosh. Nusach HaKadosh is Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. With a tzere. Shehusad al pi hamikra. It's based on the Pasuk in Yechezkel. V'Yiskadalti v'Yiskadashti. Ha'omor le'inyin milchemes Gog u'Magog. Sha'az yiskadel shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's name will be made great. Yechziv ba'yomahu yeh Hashem echad u'shemo echad. V'yomer hadales yiskadel v'yiskadesh. Right, that's what he says. B'tzeire. You put a tzeire underneath the dalet. Kihu ivri. That's Hebrew. V'lo targum. It's not supposed to be in Aramaic. Ein Beis Yosef od b'shnei shvo'in ki'ilu hatav v'hagimel b'shvo. Ela hagimel b'patach v'yad gish hagimel yisgadel. Right, you have to make it yisgadel. So you have to stress the gimel v'lo lishtama yiskadel. Right, with a kuf instead of a gimel. Lashon orif targum orif kadal to be like cut off. It's a cherpa. V'lo yad gish b'yoser habez yizborach, right? V'yachtoch ha'etev ha'hey yiz halal. You can't swallow the hay. Divora shtei tevos hein, right? Not to divora, right? You have to say divora. Achar tevos kirusei yafsi kitzas. You have to stop a little bit after kirusei because that modifies the pre-kirusei means as his will. The tevos elo koi alamala al yiskadel. It's going on what came before that. Bizman kariv ve'imru amen. Nochan shom hashliach tibur vasachas. He should say it all in one breath, one shot. Velo yafsik b'nehem. Not to pause between them. Kinog and she'ein hakal onim amen ad shomer hashliach tibur amen. They wait for the chazan to say it. V'im hashliach tibur marich harbe b'nigun shel v'imru amen. If they're going to have a long nigun over there, lo yamtinu alab and yes amen. They're not going to wait. They're going to say amen. He hasn't finished his.
That's why they changed v'imru amen instead of because he's
v'imru. Right.
They changed it to v'imru amen. Yeah. Because
correct.
Right, yeah. So these are all. So this is wrong. Basically, the way they write it.
Let's see where are you pointing
here,
to?
Yeah. Well, I'm pulling the first kaddish.
Yeah.
In the morning. So, again, because it's got as opposed to the A. We're saying we have to do A.
Oh no! So watch. So this is okay. Watch. This is not according to the Mishnah Berurah, but this is. You know, some siddurim. You look in the Vilna siddur. Will have yiskadel v'yiskadesh.
Yeah.
This is. If you look in the bottom, look at footnote little 3. Yeah. He says,
I've heard people saying yiskadel v'yiskadesh.
What's incorrect, when people switch, yiskadel v'yiskadesh, or they'll put a tzer one. You have to, it's either two tzeres or it's a patach on both. So he brings, okay, so they wrote this way, but he writes nusach, right?
But he was not saying it because of Hebrew versus Aramaic.
It shouldn't kind of
that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it, you know, if this pasuk is based upon Lashon Kodesh, right, in Yechezkel, so then it should be yiskadel, if it's based upon the Aramaic. So again, there are two different
traditions.
Yeah. But one shouldn't mix and match.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Because Omer ha'oneh amen yehesh me rabba yafsi kitzas bein amen v'yehesh me rabba. You should pause a little bit before saying yehesh me rabba. V'chai gav in this case bein amen lemoidim. Ki tevas amen koi anias al hashatz. Because they're answering amen to what the shliach tzibur just said. V'yehesh me rabba hu maim b'fnei atzma. That's a new statement now. Yehesh me rabba hu targum shel yehei shmo hagadol mevorach li'olam l'olme olamim. That's what the little means. Hashem's name should be great for forever and ever. Shmei b'li yud. There's no yud. Gam b'li mapike. It's not, right? The mapike means like the possessive. Midivrei ha'pri megadim mashmir shetoyv yoyse loyimar b'mapike. He says you should have the mapike. Mevorach b'kametz tachas ha'beiz. Upatach tachas ha'resh le'olam b'kametz tachas ha'ayin. There's a little dictog over here. Le'olmei b'vav v'tzarech ha'shatz gamkin lomar b'lachash yehesh me'rab. He also has to say that. V'lo yomar od pam amen. He shouldn't say amen a second time. Rak yaskil yehesh me'. Achakach yaskil yizborach b'kol ram. Then he begins saying it part out loud again. Yesh bo shmona L'shona shel shevach. There are 8 different expressions of praise. Keneged shiva rakim, the 7 heavens, that comes from us. V'harakiyah she'al gabi roshi hachayos, and the one that's above everything, all the malachim. V'techila omer yiskadel v'yiskadesh shehem shnei l'shona shel shevach. Those are the first two. Shehem b'sach hakol asar, that makes up 10, l'shona shel shevach. Keneged aseres hadibros, corresponding to 10. There's a big significance to all the different letters and to the numbers of words in the Kaddish. Min kol birchaso shlosh tevos. You have to have then 3 separate words. Uv'yamim shekoyflim hakadeshim le'ela u le'ela. right? On the days when we change the Kaddish, the Yom Noroi, I'm sorry, yeah, I mean, Seres Yimei Tshuva, Eilo Marak Miko Birchasa, you don't say Min Kol, you combine them since you added it, Kedei Shelo Yehei Sacha Kol, Rak Chaf Ches Teva, so it can only be 28 words in the, again, this is all Pi Kabbalah. Yeah,
the Mishnah Berurah says Ula Eila, the difference is whether you say Leila Le'ela or Leila Ula'ela, and you see it here, clearly the Mishnah Berurah says Ula Eila.
Right. Velo Yafsik, not to make a separation, I am B'prima Godim, it doesn't have to be say in one breath. You shouldn't interrupt at that point either. Saying aloud that helps the person have better intention. It destroys any chas v'shalom, any bad things. So you shouldn't do it in such an abnormal way that people are going to look at you strange and then you lose more than you gain. Sivkat and Vav, Lishmo Kaddish, Shanias Amen Yeheshme Rabba, who mitzvah Gedolim Od, Amen Yeheshme Rabba, Odif Tve Mikedusha Umodim. It's better than Kedusha, it's better than Modim. Lachain, Bekhilos Gedolos, Bazor, Shiesh Kama, Minyonim, if you have a lot of Minyonim happening at the one time, Kishishomea, Shtehim Keechas, Keechod, you hear them at the same time, you say, Ana Amen Yeheshme Rabba, Mikomokam, Imiesh Lefon of Shte Bati Knesios, Be'echad Magim, Lekadish, Achar Shmona Esre, Ve'echad Magim, Lekadusha, Yilech Yana Kadusha. You should go to the shul that's holding, the minion that's holding by Kadusha. Kisham, Yishma Gam, Kin, Hakadish, Achar Shmona Esre, because then you'll get both. Also, the Hafsig, Be'emza, Amen Yeheshme Rabba, Kishishomea, Kadusha, Lehefech, Tzorach Ian. What happens if you were the opposite? You were in one spot and you heard the other. Sifkat and Zayin, Yish La'amod, you should stand. Ad Acher She'esayim, Amen Yehesh Me'rabah, V'yish Omim She'yesh La'amod Ad Amen She'la'acher Yizbarach, V'imru Amen. Different opinions as to where to stand. Sifkat and Ches, Dovar, Yish Omrim She'ein Tzarech La'amod, Ela She'kol Kaddish She'tofsu Me'umad, Kigol Na'acher Halel, Lo yeshev ad shiyane amen yehesh mirabba. So if you happen to be standing at that point, then you should remain. V'yesh lechush ledavar of lahmachmir. You should be careful. You should be concerned with those who are strict. V'yesh lilmod kal v'chomer me'eglon melech moav shahay nochri v'kal me'atzmo me'al kisei ledavar Hashem. Kol shekein anachnu amo. Right, so if you make a kal v'chomer of what Eglon did, he stood up, he was non-Jew, so then we should certainly stand up for the praises of Hashem. V'kavonas Isa, Shariza Hayanohi, V'chol HaKadishim L'Shacher, Amida, D'Shachris, Mincha, Arvis, Hayanish Ar Omid, who remained standing. V'shal Tiskabel, V'shal Chazoras, Sefer Torah, Hayone, V'achakach, Hayayoshev. He would answer and he would sit. V'kadish Arvis, Shal Shabbos, so those who have a kaddish beforehand, the meaning he says is to stand as well. Sikantes, ona imohem afilu imbo be'ez gemar nias amen yehishmei rabba dahayne sh'omrim mevorech kedoyme afilu hachi yomer yehishmei rabba v'lo yomer amen, you shouldn't answer amen da amer koi da amen, I'm sorry, koi al yizgadil deshatz, that's going back on what the shlich tzibur said aval yehishmei rabba shevech ba'api nafshu, that's a self-contained clause of praise. V'chein le'inyin kedusha imbo kodem sheyishlimu, you came before they finished, the mutal omer you want, you can say with them imbo be'ez sherov v'tzibur omrim amen yehishmei rabba yomer gam ken imohim amen yehishmei rabba, and if the majority of people are saying, you could also im yochel az l'chavin daito many is amen, she is bonin alma hu oinen, you think about what you're saying, right? Then that would work. Sivkat and yud, kishimis shemaschil, kloimer, koidim shehischil, dibshash, oimir hachaz, and yizgadel, tzorech lishmo, lishtok. You have to be quiet then at that point. Kimur beresh shimen kuf chaf hey. Ditzorech laazin, lahavin, mashe oimir hashat. You have to be quiet and pay attention to what he's saying. Vigam shieda acherkach, alma oine amen. You'll know what you're saying amen to. Okay, the final one, Yud Aleph, in this Sif. Viata Yizgado, we quoted this at the beginning, right? Harizal, Loha Yeroitze, Sheyomru. You should not say these extra additional phrases that are printed. Kimat Haya Megamgein, Va'oime Sheyne Mehatikunim. It's not really one of the correct things. Lechein, Ein La'omru, Bein Yishtabach, Liotzer. You shouldn't say it at that point. Oh, bekadosh to arvi shehu bein geula tefila bechol mokam she'osur lehafsik. There are even those who are machbid not even to answer the yatzmach b'koni b'kori mashiach at that point, because they hold, though some hold mikra din, that's not part of the nusach of kadosh. They would not answer that point as well. Okay, we'll stop here.